Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lam, and today's show we have David Holt. He's the program director over at Blue Startups, and he's here to talk about the upcoming East Meets West conference. Hey, David, I want to welcome you to Bite Marks Cafe.
Aloha, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, you've been involved with Blue Startups for what, three years now? I mean, I like to hear about the story about how you kind of got involved with Blue Startups.
Yeah, I've been a little over 3 years now at Blue, and when I first learned about Blue Startups, I was actually an entrepreneur myself. I had my own startup, and I was building it out here in Hawaii, so I obviously looked into Blue Startups as one of the first places I learned about as a resource for me as an entrepreneur. So it goes all the way back to, I think that was, 2014 or 15. And we worked on that company for a number of years, me and my co-founder. And then eventually we ran out of capital and had to shut down. But we I ended up joining a alumni company of Blue and one of their portfolio companies. So I worked with them for a number of years. And then, you know, a few years went by and I ended up linking back up with Shanoa and Blue Startups. And now I'm on this side of things. So I've kind of come from a operator's background of being my, you know, having my own startup. And now I get to work with all these amazing entrepreneurs.
So, you know, it's a, obviously it's a different kind of pressure, right? Because if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting up a company, I mean, there's the day-to-day kind of pressure to make sure that the company is successful. And I can imagine having been gone, you know, have gone through some of that entrepreneur experience. I mean, it's a whole different level of pressure. But then now, as you have transitioned into the Blue Startups world and you're helping to mentor a lot of the companies, it's a different experience, right? I mean, the pressure isn't quite as intense, but I'm sure you can share some of the, the kind of like pressures that the companies are going through.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was running out of capital, with my startup, I mean, those were some of the scariest and craziest times that I've had, in my career. So I think being able to have some empathy and relate to some of the entrepreneurs that are in the weeds has served me really well. And I do say, as part of this role, I get to live vicariously through some of the entrepreneurs and their big dreams and the things that they're trying to bring to the world. I find a lot of inspiration and energy working with those entrepreneurs. So, well, you know, I think there is a really good balance there of being close to entrepreneurship, but I'm not as in the fire as I once was.
Well, you know, I figure they are, you know, respecting your role because you've been there. You know, you're not sort of hypothetically talking about what it's like to be an entrepreneur. You were an entrepreneur, so you're sort of helping them understand. You know, you understand what they're going through, as well as now bringing some of the resources to help them from a more mentoring role. So that's great. Now, you've been there for a couple, 3 years, so you've had, what, several cohorts that you've helped to, you know, develop, right?
Yeah, 15, 16, and 17.
So wow.
Three cohorts in, and we're recruiting for our 18th cohort right now. Applications just opened. So
what's interesting, too, is that your role at Blue Startups, obviously, I mean, I want to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about your role there because, you know, obviously you're managing a lot of the program and a lot of the program revolves around support for, you know, the cohorts that are there. But there's a lot of activities that take place, you know, from showcasing, you know, the startups, taking them to, you know, various places like in the Bay Area and New York, and then now you have an East, you know, the East Meets West conference. So you're involved with all of that, right?
Yeah. I do a little bit of everything in this role, and I think, you know, in a lot of ways, I have a pretty entrepreneurial position in this role too, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. a lot of the things I do and the work that, you know, I'm involved in is kind of creating, right? And we're constantly creating things for our companies and different experiences and different things that we can do to be helpful. So there is a sense of it that is very creative and entrepreneurial, and there's also just a very like wear many hats, just like you would as a CEO of a company. You know, it's just anything that needs to be done is, you know, something that I'll be able to do, you know, and learn along the way. So yeah, it's
having been involved for, you know, these past years, can you give me an example of something that you might have brought to the table that might have been a brand new sort of innovation? Because I assume that, you know, Chinoa's got this thing figured out, right? She's got kind of a formula, and so it's I wouldn't say it's necessarily the same, but, you know, there is some formula to it, right? But what is it that you might have brought to the table that's kind of new and maybe innovative?
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of new things in the last couple of years, and I don't want to take like 100% credit for some of these things, but I think I had a big role in mm-hmm. in putting some of them together and putting the pieces together. So one of those things that I think has really helped our founders come closer is we have some sort of founder therapy lunch sessions, which are closed door, you know, circle style with just the entrepreneurs, just the CEOs, really. And it's a chance for them to just share out. And we found an alumni from one of our previous cohorts who had done some work like this. And, you know, he generously offered his time to facilitate some of these. But I think along with that, we've done some dinners during the program where we do some more kind of personal sharing. Mm-hmm. And we call them salon dinners. And entrepreneurs are able to just kind of, you know, let go a little bit, feel a little bit more vulnerable with their fellow entrepreneurs, and it just brings them a lot closer. And some of the best results we get from the program is when the cohort really gels like that, mm-hmm, you know, when mm-hmm. they really feel like they're friends, they're confidants, they're in the battle together, they're in the trenches together. So I think some of those things have been really valuable. And I would say that I, you know, had a role in putting a lot of those things together for us. So I think that's been really good for the program.
Oh, that's great. That's a great example. Because I would imagine that took a little bit of not only innovative thought, but then, you know, the actual implementation of it. You know, what does it take to actually give the opportunity for any of these founders to feel comfortable about sharing stuff? And of course, you're there to help perhaps make the environment a little bit more open and you know, comfortable for sharing. So that a facilitator is always necessary. You just can't throw people into a, you know, a dinner and say, okay, you guys, you know, share your deepest secrets, you know, secret thoughts. So anyway, that's a great example. Now, David, I do want to you know, start talking about East Meets West and it coming up pretty soon, but I want to hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversation with David Holt, Program Director over at Blue Startups, and he's here talking about the East Meets West conference coming up. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to David Holt. He's the program director over at Blue Startups. And we're going to be talking about East Meets West that's coming up. And so, David, you know, you've been involved with all of the East Meets West, right? And I thought last year's East meets West conference was pretty great. I mean, you had folks like Rachel Kondo, and they were just coming off of, you know, the Shogun series that was airing on AMC or I'm forget.
FX.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
she was on your show too, right?
Yeah. And that was a great, you know, I went to the East Meets West, and it was a great event. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. So maybe start with telling us a little bit about East Meets West, and how do you top that from last year?
Yeah, we had a great show last year. Absolutely, you know, honored to have the creators of the show, Shogun, there. Mm-hmm. You know, so East Meets West, just as a whole, we have been hosting this conference for 12 years now, Blue Startups has. And it's always been about, you know, bringing investors and entrepreneurs and just innovators and technologists together from both sides of the Pacific to meet right here in Hawaii. And it's always been a really special conference. We do things a little bit differently as far as the way we try to get people to connect and interact during the conference, to really create a special place to do business, to make connections, and to make new friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's the kind of Ohana style that we try to build throughout all of the things that we do, is to really bring people together in that way to build community. And then special things happen when that community grows and builds and you know, gets momentum. So 12 years in, we're growing. So that's one thing I can say about the conference. I think we changed venues this year. So we outgrew our last venue that we were at last year. So this year we're at the Sheraton Waikiki to give us a little more space as we've grown the conference. And, you know, I've actually done some conference attending over in Japan, and we've been creating some relationships with some of our Korean partners and sort of expanding our reach over there. So this year I think we'll have some pretty good attendance from Asia, which is really great. So doing more work there to bring more of their innovation ecosystem out to the conference here. So continuing to grow that. And something really special this year is we've got Tim Draper coming out. He's a legendary venture capitalist, best known for investing in companies like Robinhood and SpaceX and Coinbase. He's coming out and he's bringing his TV show. So he shoots a TV show called Meet the Drapers, where he interviews founders, and then the founders pitch him. And then, you know, he's been known to cut checks right there on the spot and invest in these companies right on the spot. So really excited to bring Tim to Hawaii to meet with the entrepreneurs here, and to bring his show here for visibility, right? And just, again, one of the other big parts of this whole conference is really putting Hawaii on the map for investors, for startup founders, for innovators, for technology in general. So I think that's a big step.
So tell me the story on how you got somebody like Tim Draper to join East Meets West, because I would figure that, you know, he's on somebody's Rolodex, and I don't know, maybe Shinoa might have called him up, you know, a long time ago. But this is the first time, right, that Tim Draper is going to be part of East Meets West. And how did you go about how did you go about convincing him that, you know, he should participate in this?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I was at an event in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And actually I owe a shout out to our co-host and partners over at Pegasus Tech Ventures and the Startup World Cup. So we've been hosting the Startup World Cup regional pitch competition at East Meets West. This will be our third year. So we've been doing it for 2 years now, and this will be our third year with the Startup World Cup, but they host their final in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I went to attend the final pitch competition there because one of our companies was represented there. And when I was in the crowd, I met one of the producers of the TV show, Meet the Drapers. Mm-hmm. And so I was chatting with him, and you know, telling him about Hawaii and telling him about East Meets West, and just, you know, kind of organically it became, you know, hey, we got to bring Meet the Drapers to Hawaii, and it should be a part of this conference, East Meets West. So that's how it all started. And then, you know, from that producer, I got introduced to other people associated with Tim and his team. And it just became this kind of long conversation that eventually turned into reality. And it all started there in San Francisco at that event. So,
and how long ago was that sort of initial meeting?
Oh, man, I guess that would have been mid-October.
Oh, not that long ago. Not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that long ago.
And yeah. Meet the Drapers, where does that air?
Meet the Drapers, so they have a couple of different channels, actually. They have their own website where people go to watch the show online on their website. I think they have a YouTube stream, a YouTube channel that people can find the show. And then I believe they're aired on a couple of other platforms that are kind of like television platforms online. So they're not aired on any like national network, but they are in these places online on the web where you can find them. But it reaches, I think the reach is, gosh, I think it's in the tens of millions of viewers for every show, something like that. So it has a pretty good reach. A lot of people follow it, and it has kind of a Shark Tank feel, but it also, like, Tim's a real character, so he's funny, he's kind of silly, he interacts with the entrepreneurs a lot, and so it kind of gives personality to the startups, you know, in that way. So I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I think the companies that were, you know, selected to be on the show here, I think they're going to have a lot of fun with it as well.
Now they're bringing their whole crew here to actually film Meet the Drapers at East Meets West?
They're bringing a production crew, yeah.
And so there will be an episode that sort of features kind of the Shark Tank type of you know, pitches that the entrepreneurs will have to make, and it'll get aired on Meet the Drapers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Hawaii will have an episode.
Wow, that's
so
great.
It'll be Meet the Drapers Hawaii, and you know, it'll just feature Hawaii entrepreneurs, Hawaii based entrepreneurs, and it'll be shot right here at East Meets West. So, yeah, we're really excited for that. So that's actually being filmed on April 8th at the summit, and then April 9th, Tim Draper will give will be doing a keynote fireside chat on the main stage on April 9th.
Okay, so I do want to give you a chance to talk about, you know, the kind of like the 2 days. I know that the first day is already kind of sold out, but I do want to give you a chance to describe, you know, what's happening on the 8th and what's happening on the 9th. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back to the short break to continue our conversation with David Holt, Program Director at Blue Startups, and he's here, and we're talking about East Meets West Conference coming up. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to David Holt. He's the program director over at Blue Startups, and we're talking about a conference coming up in April called East Meets West. It's coming up pretty quick, and we'll give you the dates. And right before the break, David, you were describing, you know, Tim Draper, Meet the Drapers. There's going to be a couple of dates that are involved with the East Meets West conference. There's a, you know, it's April 8th and 9th, but maybe you can tell us, you know, what's happening on the 8th and what's happening on the 9th. And I think, you know, there's spots available on the 9th, but, you know, tell us what you guys have planned out for this 2-day conference.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, you know, the 8th is a more intimate group. So it's only about 100 or 120 people or so. And it's hosted over at the Ko'olau Ballrooms, and really beautiful venue right under the mountains. And what we do in the morning is we break off into smaller groups and we do activities together. So these are like networking activities. They're opportunities to get to know each other better. And, you know, we do a waterfall hike in that area. We do lei making, lei po'o making. We do just some like lawn games and things that people can do together in small groups. We have Brent Freeman coming out and giving a workshop on the alchemy of joy, which is a really awesome experience. You can look that up and check it out. Please do. He's amazing. And, you know, as part of this morning, we're just trying to create those bonds, right? Build that community. And then after that, we have lunch. We have roundtable discussions where we have a host at each table leading a topic of interest as a thought leader in the space. And those are usually groups of about 10 people that sit around those tables and real interactive. You know, it's not being talked at, but you're really interacting with the host at the table. And usually the host is one of our speakers and somebody who's really well known in the space. And we also have some lightning talks happening. So on April 8th, we have Uchuwa coming out. We have Guy Kawasaki giving a lightning talk. So these are shorter kind of keynote style talks. And then in the late afternoon, we have, and actually this is really special. We were just able to announce this, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, but Mark Benioff is going to make an appearance at East Meets West at the summit on April 8th. He'll be sitting down with Tim Draper for a fireside chat. On the main stage. So that'll be really exciting. And then Mark is going to join the show, the Meet the Drapers show. And Shanoa will be on the show as well. So that's a really special thing for us. And we're really excited for that. So that's in the late afternoon on the 8th. And wow, as Bert mentioned, unfortunately, we did sell those tickets, as you mentioned. So I think as soon as we announced Mark, I think we just got flooded with.
Oh, yeah. I saw that email.
They wanted to do it. Enjoy.
Well, and
so we were dealing with all of that. But
And yeah. For those that might not know who Mark Benioff is, he's the guy that founded the Salesforce. So, you know,
yeah.
That's pretty incredible. Now,
yeah.
So that's a great description of the 8th. And I do want to give you a chance to talk about the 9th. But, you know, the 10, oh, yeah, you said there's like 100 people that have paid to be part of you know, this sort of smaller, more intimate kind of environment. What, you know, are those 100 the entrepreneurs from, you know, Blue Startups cohort, or is it other people that are wanting to kind of, you know, get front and center with a lot of the resources that you're bringing to the table?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's a mix of a lot of different people. There's business leaders from the community here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll feature lots of the big companies here in there and some of the leaders at those organizations. We have some of our investors that are based in Hawaii or, you know, at least some of our network of investors that are visiting Hawaii, whether from Asia or from Silicon Valley or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a large investor portion in the room. And then, you know, there are a lot of startup founders, I think, both from Hawaii and also from Asia and the United States and the mainland. So I think, you know, it's a good mix. It's a good blend. But that's kind of the blend we see for the conference as well. But I would say, you know, conference day on April 9th, I think features more of those technology interested people, you know, people that work in tech or interested in tech, the forefront of tech, the future, you know, so we get a lot more of those people coming out for the April 9th event. But at the 8th, it's a pretty curated group of like business leaders, entrepreneurs and investors.
No, I think that's a good description. I mean, it's maybe 100 and it's kind of curated. It's a kind of a select crowd, so I would imagine that you have this intimacy that you want to create with access to the resources that you've made available. And then, of course, the 9th. You know, what was the count for East Meets West last year with the folks from Shogun? I mean, it was what? You give me the
over
number.
400. I think our final count was 410 or 420, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm,
410
mm-hmm.
and 420, yeah.
And you're right, it's so kind of a general audience, but it's a general audience that is really interested in the tech sector in Hawaii. I mean, so it runs the gamut, you know, from entrepreneurs to business leaders and others. But it's, like you said, it's four times as big, but it's less of that intimate sort of environment.
Yeah, but I will say, you know, I'll talk about the ninth now if you know we're going to get that too. But I think that's something we try to do different is even when we're hosting a large conference like that, we try to incorporate opportunities for people to connect. And one of the ways we do that that's really, I think, really cool is we have these VC one-on-one opportunities. And we ask a lot of the investors that come to our conference to do this for us. And many of them, you know, really generously offer to support in this way, which is great. But we actually put them in a room at these tables and we allow founders, so any entrepreneur that's interested, we let them sit down with a VC during a conference, which really, you know, I think is a really great time to kind of connect and not only talk about your business and but also just ask them questions, you know, see if you can connect on a deeper level to then network through that, right? Because it's always about, you know, who can they introduce you to, you know, who's the right point of, you know, contact for you and your business. So I think that's a really cool part of the conference. I think it is, you know, much more of a conference day, but we also have something in the early morning. We host a women's breakfast, and this is for women only in the early morning, kind of before the conference kicks off. But we have that led by Ashley Lukens, and Ashley facilitates a conversation with women at the breakfast around women in tech, women in venture capital and investment, women in entrepreneurship roles and as startup founders. And so it just covers a wide range of topics, but she's a great facilitator. And, you know, from what I hear, it's because I'm not allowed to be in the room for that one. So I don't know from experience, but what I hear is that it is a really special part of the event. And, you know, everyone has raved about it. So we're doing that again this year. We have, of course, some amazing keynotes and presentations on the main stage. We have Tay Bannerman's going to be talking about being human in the age of AI, which I think is an overarching theme for us this year, is really talking about, like, what does it mean to be human in this age of AI? What does it mean to have a say in our future and in the tools that we use and what's coming in the next 5 to 10 years with AI and robotics. So I think it's just a really interesting time to think about humanity in that lens of now with these AI tools. So,
oh, yeah. I definitely want to check that out. And then you have Pa, right, from Chief of War.
Yeah, Chief of War is going to be there.
Oh,
so super
okay.
excited to have Chief of War. So we always try to feature, like, entertainment and tech and that kind of with the Shogun last year and now with Chief of War this year. So, yeah, Pa is coming out. He's a co-creator and writer for the show. He's going to be speaking about, you know, how they created it, what did it mean for them, and what does it mean for Hawaii, and, you know, talk a little bit about the technology pieces that are important for them in creating the show.
Well, that's great. That's great. No, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I think that's a great, great lineup. Hey, David, you know, we, of course, ran out of time, but I do want to give you a chance to tell us where can we go to find out and register for this upcoming East Meets West.
We could talk about this for hours. So for people that want to join us, you can find us at emwhawaii.com. emwhawaii.com.
Very good.
And we have information and we have tickets on there for April 9th. So I hope that you check it out and can join us.
Well, we'll put that up on our show notes. David Holt is the program director for Blue Startups and an organizer for the upcoming East Meets West conference. I'll put that link up on the show notes. Hey, David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the AI Safety Awareness Week coming up. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or any time via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.